Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Swamp Swami Podcast, and now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami! Yay!
Could it be baseball's dream matchup? The Major League Baseball All-Stars versus the Savannah Bananas. Major League Baseball's annual All-Star game is going to be played in Atlanta, Georgia next Tuesday night. A ticket to this July event is never cheap. Fans paid an average of $350 just to watch last year's All-Star game in person due to the high demand for tickets. But why does Major League Baseball even play an All-Star game? The All-Star game is primarily used to generate publicity for Major League Baseball during the one month of the year, July, when baseball has the men's team sport spotlight all to itself. Major League Baseball's All-Star game has been around since 1933. The so-called Midsummer Classic game comes near the halfway point of each baseball season. Top players in the American and National Leagues are brought together to play an exhibition game against one another. All the other pro baseball players get the week off. For many, many decades, the American League and National League did not even play a single regular season game against one another unless it came in the All-Star Game or during the World Series. The annual All-Star Game in July was considered to be a must-watch game. Fans like me would look forward to seeing our favorite league's best players going up against the other league's top stars. Major League Baseball then decided to add a home run derby beginning in 1985 to counteract some fading interest in the All-Star Game itself. That unique event is held on the day before the All-Star Game. It was rather popular for a few years, but like the NBA Slam Dunk Contest, it has become rather boring to watch in recent decades. Back in 1976, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game drew a record of 36 million television viewers. Last year, the All-Star event drew 7.5 million TV watchers. Ouch. The relevance of the All-Star Game was further diminished back in 1997. That's when Major League Baseball introduced the first interleague American League versus National League regular season ball games in an attempt to boost fan interest. Baseball fans generally disliked that idea, and the game has not recovered ever since. This year, the New York Yankees of the American League are going to play an incredible 42 of their 162 regular season games against teams that come from the National League. The Yankees' first 9 games of this season came against the National League's Milwaukee Brewers, followed by the Arizona Diamondbacks, followed by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Is there any way possible for Major League Baseball to salvage its annual All-Star Game? Introducing the Savannah Bananas. The state of Georgia's increasingly famous Savannah Bananas traveling professional baseball team is located 250 miles southeast of next week's All-Star site in Atlanta. A ticket to see this entertaining group of baseball players, assuming you're lucky enough to get any seats via the team's online ticket lottery, will cost you anywhere from $35 to $125 apiece. Banana ball tickets have become so popular in 2025 that resellers are charging double the face value for tickets to the games this season. The Savannah Bananas have become baseball's version of the Harlem Globetrotters of basketball fame. The concept for this team was cooked up by the team's owner and the top banana, Jesse Cole. A series of what-if questions between Jesse Cole and his father led to this national phenomenon. What if, for example, pro baseball was designed to be more fun for fans to watch? And what if the games would end in 2 hours or less? And what if each inning was scored as 1 point to the winner, just like in a tennis match? And what if the players on both teams provided some hilarious, family-friendly antics between the innings to help keep the fans engaged? And what if a foul ball caught in midair by any fan in the grandstands also means that that batter is out? You get the idea. So banana ball has caught fire in America. Savannah, Georgia was the longtime home for pro baseball's South Atlantic League Class A Savannah Sand Gnats. The team's ancient baseball facility was built back in 1927 and it holds 4,700 fans. The Sand Gnats were offered a brand new 9,000-seat baseball stadium if they would only move to Columbia, South Carolina in 2016. And yeah, the Sand Gnats flew away. The region was awarded a lower-tier Class D summer-only collegiate baseball team beginning in 2016, and a contest was held by the team's new owner to determine a new team name. And the name Savannah Bananas was the overwhelming choice of fans. So the Class D Savannah Bananas quickly became quite successful on the field and at the gate. Savannah Bananas team owner Jesse Cole came up with some rather innovative and creative ideas that he wanted to try out beginning in 2018 to help make the team's home games even more fun. So the Bananas continued to play in their traditional games as scheduled, but then they added a few exhibition contests featuring some of these new banana ball rules. Like when the players rush out of the dugout to celebrate every run scored while they also perform some entertainment for the fans. And the players on both sides and even the umpires will often dance in sync with music being played between the innings. The concept was to develop as many unique ideas as possible to help keep the fans focused on the fun factors while remaining engaged in a 2-hour maximum baseball game. The team's incredibly entertaining exhibition games quickly became more popular with Savannah baseball fans than those coming to watch the games involving the traditional Class D baseball team. So the owner, Jesse Cole, decided to abandon the traditional baseball concept entirely in 2022. His new Savannah Bananas took a big risk and morphed into a full-time traveling barnstorming baseball team. The team brings along their own traveling baseball opponents and umpires too for these road games. Everyone is encouraged to get into the act. You'll find the Savannah Bananas competing against the Party Animals or the Texas Tailgaters or the Firefighters. Those teams are also filled with talented former college and pro baseball players, and the opponents do win a significant percentage of these baseball games. Contrast that to basketball's hapless Washington Generals. The Generals famously broke a 2,495-game losing streak to the Harlem Globetrotters with a 100-99 victory back in January 1971. The 2023 Savannah Bananas World Tour drew more than 500,000 fans in 80 playing dates. The team has wisely promoted itself to younger demographics via social media outlets while continuing to receive a lot of positive word-of-mouth advertising. And the momentum continued to build. Sellout crowds greeted the Savannah Bananas as they played games in larger venues in 2024. Major League Baseball stadiums in Houston, Philadelphia, Boston, Cleveland, and Washington, D.C. all sold out well in advance of their announced games. And the 2025 season has grown even bigger. The Savannah Bananas filled Clemson University's 81,000-seat football stadium this spring and set a brand new record baseball crowd. Every game in the 2025 season appears to be sold out now for the Bananas, with hundreds of thousands of fans on a waiting list hoping to hear about any available tickets. And the Savannah Bananas have been on TV, too. They've played a few games already on ESPN and ESPN2, and your next chance to watch them on television will come on Saturday evening, July 26th at 6 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2 in a game that will be played in Philadelphia. Now, there are 11 rules of banana ball. You can see that at the website at SwampSwamiSports.com. And on a more serious note, the Savannah Bananas started a special 501c3 tax-deductible corporation which raises funds to provide financial aid to an increasing number of foster families across the United States. And the charity, of course, is named Bananas Foster. So wouldn't it be fun to see the Savannah Bananas playing the Major League Baseball All-Stars? Yeah, it's too late for next Monday and Tuesday's All-Star event in Atlanta, Georgia, but there's always 2026. Perhaps the Savannah Bananas could face a team of recently retired but fun-loving Major League Baseball stars. Couldn't you picture a former player like shortstop Derek Jeter or pitcher Roger Clemens playing a game like this, especially if it benefited a charity such as Bananas Foster? Or what if the American League All-Stars faced the National League All-Stars next year using banana ball rules? The Savannah Bananas could be on hand to furnish the entertainment between the innings to keep everything moving. And that would be a TV ratings knockout. Major League Baseball needs to grow a new generation of younger fans. The Savannah Bananas have shown that there is an untapped market of younger fans desiring a more entertaining and shorter version of America's pastime. So come on, Major League Baseball, it's past time for you to schedule an exhibition game involving the Savannah Bananas during next year's All-Star Week in Philadelphia. I'm Swamp Swami.